I am a crepuscular creature. The word crepuscular is not often used, so you may not be familiar with it. Allow me to explain. Some creatures, like possums and bush babies and hedgehogs and raccoons, and of course bats and owls, they come out at night, right? So they are nocturnal creatures. Other animals, like ostriches and elephants and squirrels and butterflies and human beings, prefer to be active during the day. And so biologists call us diurnal creatures. So what then is a crepuscular creature? The word crepuscular comes from the Latin word crepusculum, which means twilight. A crepuscular creature, then, is a creature that is active at dawn and at dusk, the times when the world transitions from light to dark or from dark to light. Rabbits, barn swallows, deer, skunk, chinchillas, and ocelots. These are all crepuscular creatures. And if I may, I would like to add myself to that list. I love being out in the morning before anyone else is awake. I love being outside at twilight when the swallows dart among the eaves. So this morning, I propose a new list. Rabbits, barn swallows, deers, skunks, chinchillas, and Mark. The three women that we have just heard about in the Gospel of Mark are also crepuscular creatures. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome get up in the morning before dawn to go out to the tomb to anoint Jesus. I can just imagine them walking through the quiet streets of Jerusalem before anyone else is up. Their footsteps echo among the buildings, and somewhere beyond the outskirts of town, the sky has begun to faintly change color in the east. They are on a sad errand. When the Sabbath was over, they bought spices, and now they are going to anoint the body of their beloved teacher who had been executed by crucifixion 3 days earlier. When they speak to each other, they do so in hushed tones. Their spirits are dampened by the death of their loved ones. Also, the hush of early morning quiets their souls. When we get to the tomb, one whispers, how are we going to move that stone? I don't know, the other admits. We certainly can't move it. Then why are we going? The third woman asks. The question hangs in the air. They leave it unanswered as they continue on their way. Holy Week this year takes place in the midst of terrible wars, not only in Gaza and Ukraine, but also in many other parts of the world. A quick Google search reveals that right now, armed conflict, civil unrest, civil war, and terrorist insurgencies are active in 39 countries. Easter, in a time of war. Even though this reality is almost unbearably depressing, as people of faith, we cannot lose sight of it. We cannot put our heads in the sand and expect it all to go away. We have to get up before dawn, just like these women. We need to get dressed and go out, even though we think that there is no possible way to move that stone. I don't think that faith is necessarily about expecting God to move the stone for us. That would be too easy. Faith, I'm afraid, is not easy. I think that being a person of faith is being the kind of person who has the strength of purpose and moral integrity to keep walking in spite of that insurmountable difficulty. The women teach us to meet insurmountable difficulties with the simple act of love. This is the essence of our faith. If we all acted this way, showing up to show love, there would be no room for war. It's that simple. Amen.